Possibly I can't remember because we didn't get a car until they were a little more common. We weren't one of the first to make it a... Mm-hmm. I can't remember
your
the first.
Call it a car or a machine?
No, car.
Always mm-hmm. a car.
Always car.
And do you remember the things that were inside the tire? The air had to go into those things. Be inside the tire.
The inner tube.
And those...
The inner tube had to fit inside the tire. And the cars that I remember, the first ones were very thin, small wheels and very high up, you know. And the first one we had in the family, there were no such things as a start on the car. You had to get out and crank it with the crank, you know. And sometimes if it wasn't start, I don't know why, to jack up one of the back wheels on it would help it to start better when you turn the crank in it. And then somebody had to be inside when you were cranking it to be sure they get the spark plug pushed up or down and get the gas lever going, you know, to get the car started. It was quite an ordeal. And in the wintertime, well, there was no such thing as antifreeze. And I remember that they wanted to go, when the men wanted to go to town on Saturday afternoon, which was every Saturday afternoon, that was the day to go to town, get your shopping done, and visit with your neighbors. Women, as a rule, did not go. Saturday was not the day for the ladies to go, even when we had cars. You would boil water, put the boiling water into the car. So it would be warm enough that it would start. Otherwise, you'd crank your head off and never get a spark.
Uh-huh. How about the, where would they get gas and things for the car?
Well, since I was only allowed to just ride occasionally, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
There must have been service stations, gas tanks at some... Because earlier than that, coal oil, a fuel that we used in our lamps to burn, was bought at a grocery store. They had the coal oil tanks, and you took your can to town on Saturday afternoon. That was bought at a grocery store. So I don't know who first started having gasoline for cars.
You have to remember the old tanks with the glass. The pump itself would be about so high, and the above that would be glass.
Yes, I remember those.
I'm never quite sure how they work, but I think they pump the gas up in that glass container to a certain level,
mm-hmm.
and then just siphoned it off. I remember it, but I don't remember.
I don't know how they worked.
How they worked either. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful old things. Very romantic sights.
I may have a picture of one of those if it would interest you.
Well, very fine.
I looked through some old pictures. I have one of one of the first service stations that was in Ripley.
Once in a great while, you see along a country road one of those old tanks still.
Yeah.
Maybe not in use, but at least mm-hmm. the lights. How about different kinds of roads? Started with dirt road, then what?
Well, we had dirt roads, and during the wintertime they would have mud holes in them. And a mud hole you didn't get across with wagon or car. And they used to, one of the ways they would mend them would be, I really don't know what they called it, if they called it anything, but they would put, saplings. It would be small little trees, so big around, and they would put them